And it is time for Words from the Past, where we take a look at quotations from history, maybe recent history, maybe the distant past, and see how it relates to the financial world today. Today's quote comes from Dr. Orison Swett Marden, who is the founder of Success Magazine. He was born in 1848, and Dr. Marden said, "One penny may seem to you a very insignificant thing, but it is the small seed from which fortunes spring."
Yeah, every penny a penny saved is a penny earned. I think Ben Franklin said that back in the day, too.
Yeah.
You know, and the funny thing is, when I was a younger kid, my brothers and I used to search construction sites because they had these bottles, and you would pick the bottles up, take them to the food store, the little convenient mart.
Oh, yeah.
And you'd get a nickel or a dime, depending on how big the bottles were. And back then, there really was penny candy. Matter of fact, there were two pieces for a penny. So when you were walking down the street and you looked down and saw a penny, you picked it up.
Oh, absolutely.
Nowadays, I won't even pick up a quarter unless it's on heads, because I heard it was bad luck if it's on tails. That's what I've heard.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, those were the days, as they said on Archie Bunker. But guess what? Back in the Depression, snow cones were called hard time Sundays because they were cheap to make. Snow cones. You know, it's pretty funny. That's a fact that I got, and I can't take credit. That's 5,000 awesome facts about everything from National Geographic Kids. I bought this great book for my daughter. And guess who hasn't got it yet? My daughter. Because I started looking through it. I said, there's some really good facts on here.
Absolutely.
So, well, you know, every penny means something. And we really look at this when we look at the fees that some people are paying. And if you compound those fees over 20 or 30 years in your retirement account, you could have double the money if you lower your fees many times. And I always joke, who's getting rich off your retirement account? You or the guy who put you in it? And it needs to be you. And we do, like, all the coaches across the nation will help you with a forensic fee analysis. And this is vitally important because every single penny you save now will compound and build interest in the future if you have it in the right place. And that can mean dollars, not pennies. Very important, Thomas. And we see this a lot of times where people just aren't getting all the facts. And it's not just on the statements where the fees are listed. Many times they're hidden in plan documents, aren't they?
They absolutely are. And I feel like the easiest way to look at this from my perspective is kind of looking at it like a loan. Nobody wants an 8% loan. Everybody wants the low interest rates loan. Why is that? Because you're paying more in interest. It would be the opposite in retirement, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
You want more return so that you can gain more money. The less return, the less, yeah.
I mean, a low interest environment right now, every penny you can save in fees is going to really help out. And especially if you could have that penny building more pennies and then it turns into dimes, quarters, dollars. And that's a lot more for retirement. So just getting the fee analysis, and we talk about this on the show a lot of times, and I think it goes right over people's heads because many people think they're not paying many fees. And if you look at a 401k statement, for an example, it may show a dollar or 50 cent fee on your quarterly statement. That's just one of a potential 20 different fees, and it's the only one they usually have to list. And when you look at it, you're putting new money in your 401k, so maybe it looks like your balance goes up from quarter to quarter, but if the only gain is from you putting money in, then you're not in the right place.
That's true, and they may not even be noting things like inflation that is not being taken into account with those fees.
That's right.
You're also having to
battle. Great point.
Well, if you want to make sure that you know what fees and commissions are being taken out of your investments, you can sit down with a local financial coach and get that fee analysis absolutely free. The number to call is 800-604-1099. Again, 800-604-1099. Leave your name, your email, and where you are in the country, and we'll put you in contact with the financial coach in your area. And we've got a great interview with your local financial coach coming up on the Financial Safari.
To contact our local trusted advisor in your area, go to financialsafari.com. Find your financial roadmap for the future by visiting financialsafari.com.
All right, John, we're back, and I thought we'd dive right in with a recent article we saw. Mutaz Musa, a physician in the Department of Emergency Medicine at Albert Einstein College of Medicine, recently defended the idea that aging is a pathological process, a disease that should be prevented and treated. Now, this is a bit controversial, but humans are living longer thanks to medical science, which could mean that we have been treating it like a disease this entire time.
Well, I have no idea what to say on that one, Kip. I mean, that's a new one on me. I mean, I never thought about it as a disease. You know, the way you got to look at it is we all have a certain amount of time on this earth. And but I will tell you this. I mean, medicine is keeping up with it. I mean, people are living longer. I mean, back in the 50s, 60s, the average American lived 10 years in retirement.
So true.
Now they're living 30, 35 years in retirement. Mm-hmm. So I think the biggest thing that we have to look at here is for our pension plans, are they going to last us our entire retirement? People sometimes have to sit down and take a second look about when their retirement age is going to be, you know, especially if they have good health. I mean, we had a person come in here this week. Sorry, Kip, start over.
No worries.
Kip, we had a couple of clients come in here this week. They were retiring at age 60. They were getting out. They've had substantial amount of retirement assets put aside for themselves. They were going to start taking distributions. They had a ton of money set up in Roth accounts and a tax-deferred account, and actually they had a lot of tax-free money set up through the IUL process. So they just want to get out. They want to do some traveling. They want to spend time with the grandkids. Their kids are living in opposite ends of the country. That one had a client out, or a son lived out in New York. They had a daughter lived in California. And they just wanted to start spending their money and enjoying it. So we sat down with a complete income plan for them. We're going to show them how to get the most out of their pensions. Again, they had a huge pension, but they also had a ton of money sitting in retirement accounts. So we had to sit down and say, okay, which bucket of money do we take from first before we can actually kick in the Social Security benefits? These people are probably looking 30, 35 years in retirement. I mean, they're both great health. Both of their parents are alive. Both of them are in their 90s. Everybody's situation is different, and I guess it's just a matter of how you sit down and tackle it.
That brings up a good point. We may not be able to treat aging, but we can do the medical equivalent, which is diagnosing issues with a retirement plan and fixing those problems. If you can fix the problems with a retirement plan, you can make that living longer through retirement a better portion of your life.
Absolutely. And the number one thing is, no matter how long you live with the right planning, you'll never outlive your money if you live to be age 200. So if Dr. Massa or Musa comes up with the correct plan and where you get the nice pill where you can live as long as we want, at least with a lot of the planning that we do here, they'll never outlive their money, which is very important to a lot of our clients.
Exactly. Now, when we're talking about putting together this plan, so let's say that we've diagnosed some issues with a plan and need to get that second opinion, that folks get when they get a troubling diagnosis. All right, they've come in, they've gotten that second set of eyes on it, and now it's time for treatment. So how do we course correct a retirement plan?
Well, we have to sit down, first of all, and look and see exactly where they're at. What are their goals? What are their purposes for their retirement? What are they looking to do in retirement? You know, do they have children? Are they planning on leaving a legacy? How much income are they going to need? So these are all the basic things we sit down with every client when they come in and sit down with us. And then we take a look at, okay, are they in the market? So we sit down with our fiduciary here, Johnny Heron. He'll analyze everything for them. He'll take a look. He'll put together a portfolio analysis for them, see what their fees are, see what their risk is. You know, and then we also look at the guaranteed side, where we specialize in a portion of that money where they will not live that money, and it's never at risk. So these are the things that we work on and we try to do together.
Absolutely. And the number to call to reach John Kelly to sit down with the team at Kelly Financial Services is 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135. Now, it's very possible that there are folks out there who need that second opinion because they possibly aren't properly diversified. Talking about not having all their eggs in one basket, a lot of folks out there really need that second opinion, right?
Oh, absolutely. And we had a perfect example. We had three people come in this week that were with major financial institutions here on the South Side. Husband and wife, separate accounts. They had Roth accounts, they had IRA accounts, they had non-qualified accounts. And this one couple in particular, every single thing they had in all three accounts were in the same couple of funds. Mm. And the number one thing they were concerned about is safety. But everything they had was at risk. You know, and they're paying fees. You know, there was no diversification. All the accounts were the same. So if one account went down, they all went down. And that is not what they were looking for. So when they sat down with Johnny in here and he ran all the funds for them and showed them the risk they had involved with it and the fees they were paying, I mean, they were just gobsmacked. They did not know what to do. So, I mean, that's an opportunity to sit down, get a second opinion on what you're doing. And we always say it to a client, and no matter where, even in the seminars, we speak across the South Side here at our workshops. If a doctor diagnoses you with brain cancer and tells you you have 3 months to live, I guarantee you 9 out of 10 of us are going to get a second opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't go back to that same doctor that gave you the first opinion to get the second opinion. You go somewhere else. That's what we're offering here.
Well, this is why it's so important to get that second opinion, because it may be a troubling moment to get that upsetting news, but it's even worse to not know for certain where you stand. So today is the day to give John Kelly a call, 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135. Now, I want to keep this conversation about diversification going, so we'll be back with more on that in just a minute. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Financial Safari.